I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Monday, July 24. Coming up, diaspora urged to increase involvement in business initiatives. Jamaica observes Trafficking in Persons Week and the Jamaica House Petition Portal officially launched. The news in detail after the break.
Catch the spirit of independence and don't let go. Wear the vibes. It's Jamaica 55. So get your black, green, gold and red. Call your tailor, call your dressmaker and make the independent spirit show upon you. Decorate your storefront, your office, your town square. Enter the competition and win. It's all about the spirit of independence. For more info, visit jcdc.gov.jm or our social media. It's Jamaica 55. Celebrating Jamaicans at home and abroad.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is encouraging the Jamaican diaspora to increase its involvement in the business prospects of Jamaica. Addressing the opening ceremony of the Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference on Sunday, Mr. Holness outlined that there are business opportunities in logistics, business process outsourcing BPO, nutraceuticals and agriculture, among others. These and other possible areas for engagement are to be highlighted during a special growth forum to be held as part of the Diaspora Conference on Tuesday.
This administration pledges to continue facilitating your activities, your involvement in every facet of the country's socio-economic development. We are pleased to see that the engagement process has evolved over the 13 years of philanthropy to one where the diaspora is now fully on board.
The Prime Minister maintained that the government is serious about strengthening the relationship between the diaspora and Jamaica and will be pursuing various initiatives to achieve this objective. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reed, is encouraging members of the diaspora to utilize the services of the National Education Trust, NET, when attempting to send donations to schools in Jamaica. Minister Reed says the NET's mandate is to coordinate with private sector interests locally and overseas to ensure donations to the education sector proceed in an orderly and transparent fashion.
Prime Minister Holness, in his vision, established this institution to partner directly with the diaspora and other multinational donors so you can ensure that there are no red tapes in getting your gifts and donations to Jamaica and to the destination schools.
Meanwhile, Managing Director of the NET, Marcia Phillips Dawkins, says interested persons should contact the agency before sending items to Jamaica so they can be advised of the correct procedures. For more information, call the National Education Trust at 967-9007 or send an email to info@net.org.jm. Jamaica is this week observing Trafficking in Persons Tip Week, aimed at raising awareness about the crime and its negative impact on society. The week of activities, which is being observed under the theme Stopping Human Trafficking, Everybody's Business, began on Sunday, July 23, with a church service at the Pentecostal City Mission Church in Hannatown, Kingston. Trafficking in Persons Secretariat Manager Keisha West says the week will be highlighted by country tours in Rocky Point, Clarendon, and Spanish Town, St. Catherine on July 27, followed by a town hall meeting at the Cathedral of St. Diego de la Vega at 5 p.m.
The government is well aware of the impacts of human trafficking on victims, and we believe it is a collaborative effort that is required to stem this tide in Jamaica. So we are encouraging persons to come on out to the various activities.
The week culminates on Sunday, July 30, observed globally as World Day Against Human Trafficking. And the Office of the Prime Minister has officially launched the Jamaica House Petition Portal. The portal gives citizens the opportunity to petition the government on matters of national importance. In a press release from OPM earlier today, Director of Communications Robert Morgan outlined that the establishment of the portal is in keeping with the government's mandate of transparency and accountability. Guidelines for the petition stipulate that if 15,000 signatures are gathered within 30 days, the petition will be reviewed, and if it complies with agreed standards, the Office of the Prime Minister will issue an official response. The portal can be accessed via the website opm.gov.jm/participate/Jamaica-House-petition. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.